Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are listening to Manga Sensei.
Welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. Today, we're going to start our lesson with kind of a cultural interesting point. When you go to Japan, you'll notice a number of different temples. Red gates for more Shinto-oriented temples and more natural colors for Buddhist temples. Now, when you go to these individual gates, you're going to notice that there are a string of kanji, usually written above it on a plaque, and sometimes there will be a post in the middle of where you're walking. And why is this? Why is there a post when you traditionally walk through the middle? Traditionally in Japan, the torii gate is seen as like a boundary between holy ground and everywhere else. And so when you go through the torii gate, it's traditional and customary to not walk through the center of the gate, but a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right. So there's often a barrier right in the very, very center of the gate. This is not to stop cars from driving through. Today, we're going to be talking about that very middle, because the symbol that we're going to be talking about today, aida, or ma, is the symbol for a space in between. It's literally a gate with a sun in between it, is how the symbol is written. You're more than welcome to reference the title of this episode for a visual of the symbol, or simply type in aida into your favorite dictionary. I recommend jisho.org or Taigo. Now, aida, or aida-ni, is a temporal or spatial area between point A and point B. So, for example, if I wanted to say, you know, between myself and the dog, it would be boku to inu no aida. Ni, and then I would say whatever's going on. So that aida is a physical location between point A and point B. It's the space in between. So if I were to give you directions and say, it's between point A and point B, I had reference nantoka nantoka, whatever it is, wa, and then point A, to, and point B, no, aida ni. And so it's there. You can also use it for a period of during something, so with time. So for example, I can say while eating dinner. So if I say, watashi ga gohan o tabeteru aida ni, Yamada-san ga kiteimashita. So, or kimashita, let's keep it simple. So, watashi ga gohan, so while eating food, watashi ga, so I, gohan, which is a meal, wo, taberu, becomes tabete, plus tabeteiru, becomes eating, because I want to be currently verbing, or it doesn't work, right? So you're most often going to see this with tabeteiru, so, or verb, base te plus iru, which you discussed at length before, aida ni, and then what is ever going on during that aida. Now, what is the exact difference quickly between aida and aida ni? Let's quickly talk about that. So when you have your main clause, the first part of your sentence, for example, that I used before is gohan o tabeteiru aida. So tabeteiru, that's your main clause. Your subordinate clause is the thing that comes afterwards, is the thing that helps take up the space, the thing that is needed to come, I have this exactly backwards. Disregard everything I just said, guys. I promise I'm not an idiot. Your main clause is going to be the thing that comes after, the thing that you're, is actually going on, right? So, and this works because, so if I say, while eating dinner, that's my subordinate, it's based on what's going to happen. Is we had our specific time. If it's just used aida, then it's during the entire duration of something. It can take up any, that entirety of that space. However, if followed by ni, it's a specific, it's more specific point in time. So it falls within that time span. So if I'm eating for 30 minutes and I use ni, I could be eating during that main clause for, you know, 20 of those minutes, but it must be done during that whole time period. If I just use aida, it's referencing in general the entire time. So ni here is making it more specific. Okay. So if I would use this for time, I'm going to use this, you know, while I was walking to the mall, 僕がモールor スーパーに歩いている間, while I was walking to the mall, then I would have my clause come in afterwards. I was like, I saw a gorgeous, you know, sunset. すごく美しい日沈みを見ました。And I keep it very simple like that. If I was doing it between point A and point B, I could do 僕とバビさんの間に何とか何とかがあります。Is that something is that is existing between Bobby-san and myself? Okay, so this next couple of days, we're going to be talking about aida and some of the words that are very similar to aida, but have a little bit of a difference, and how we can understand and use those nuances to be able to articulate ourselves better in the language. So make sure to join our episodes that we have coming up in the next 4 days, because we're going to be going over words like uchi and nagara and doji to make sure that things make a little bit more sense. Thank you so much. We'll catch you tomorrow. Let's make mistakes.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.